Pierce, brother and sister, Rochester, New York, April 11th, 1854. Dear brother and sister Pierce, we received your letter in due time, and as you make inquiry concerning my health, I would say it has been very poor all winter. For months, have been unable to do anything. The swelling upon my eye commenced to grow directly after we returned from visiting the East. It is upon my upper eyelid. It has increased in size and has troubled me so much, have been obliged to give up writing entirely for a time. My whole eye was very painful, especially the ball. But this has not been all my difficulty. I have been troubled with disease of the heart for years, but of late, this disease has made rapid progress upon me. I have had constant pain in my heart for months. We have all been alarmed, as we have been aware of the progress of disease. A few weeks since, I had an alarming attack of paralysis. My left arm, tongue, and head were numb, and then extreme coldness followed. I sent for my husband, not knowing but that in a short time I should be silent in death. We tried to look to the Lord. I grew weak very fast, was almost blind. That night, we had a little meeting, and I presented my case as a special subject of prayer. I told them I was satisfied that my work upon earth was done unless there was a speedy deliverance wrought for me. We prayed for the Spirit of God to indite our petitions. The sweet Spirit of God did rest upon me. The pain in my head was rebuked, and my soul was abundantly blessed, and I could not refrain from weeping and praising God. My soul was filled with love and gratitude for His unbounded goodness to unworthy me. The next day, the pain in my heart continued, but I was free in the Lord. My peace was like a river. That night, I again requested the prayers of those present, and for the first time in my life was anointed with oil. I felt less of the Spirit than before, when prayed for, but I believed in the sure promises of God, that they would be verified, that God would give me strength to still be of some use in His service. I felt no change that night, but rested well, and awoke with the praise of God upon my lips, and the pain gone from my heart. The Lord has done for me that which no physician upon earth could do. It is about 3 weeks since I was healed, and my heart remains free from pain. I believe that the Lord will remove the swelling from my eye and give me strength to do His will. We feel the necessity of drawing near to God, of having our every motive and action governed by His Spirit. Dear brother, as a spirit of irreverence is very common, it should be reproved at all times. Those who are as ignorant as you speak of concerning this being a sin should always be reproved before they are rebuked publicly. Those who are so thoughtless as to continue to get off their guard after being reproved and knowing the mind of the body of the church concerning this irreverence should be rebuked publicly, for this sin has brought the frown of God upon us. Your donation of $5 was gratefully received. Thank you for your interest in my welfare concerning being healed of disease of heart. Much love to all that love God. Pray for us, that God would give husband and self health to labor for Him. In much love.